Most of the U.S. and Midwest will likely see a tendency to dry down and heat up as we go forward through this week. That's likely to create at least a little bit of anxiety in some of the market trade this week because of fear that this is the beginning of the long, hot, dry summer that so many have talked about this year. Well, let's get into the nitty-gritty of it all. It certainly is not a threat this week or probably even next week because we do have abundant moisture across the Midwest, and over this past weekend, showers and thunderstorms were relatively common across the big part of the region. Some of the rainfall was locally heavy, and especially in some of those areas that did poorest with rainfall last month. So it looks like we've got some pockets that are still too dry across parts of the lower Midwest, but it's not nearly as widespread as it was a week ago. And crops are in a position to benefit from a warmer temperature bias as well. As long as we don't see temperatures persistently above 95 degrees, we're probably going to see some benefit from the crop development over the coming 5 days, with temperatures working their way from the 60s and 70s this afternoon in the eastern Midwest up into the 80s and lower 90s by the time we get into the weekend. The western Corn Belt will see heat of greater significance, as has been suggested for the region in our long-range outlook for quite a few weeks and months. The outlook is for the western Corn Belt to deal with a higher level of persistent warm weather and a more limited rainfall pattern as we get into the heart of summer. This coming week will be somewhat of an example of what will come later in the year, but I don't think this is the beginning of the persistent hot, dry weather that some have talked about. We will see some relief come along as we get into next week. The amount of relief, though, is still up for a considerable amount of debate. It looks to me like there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms will take place as the ridge of high pressure responsible for this week's drier and warmer bias will begin to evolve, but the rainfall that occurs as the ridge weakens is probably going to be erratic, and some areas will benefit far more than others, and we'll end up with some blotchiness in the moisture situation out there. In other words, some fields are going to be in very good shape, others may start to dry down. We may have a little bit of a problem trying to be able to discern just how much of the crop in general is doing well and not as we get a few weeks down the road. Well, let's back up and look at the specifics of this week's weather. We do have a couple of disturbances that will impact the Great Lakes region and portions of the eastern Midwest. There's an upper level low over parts of eastern Ontario and Quebec, and that will likely spread some showers through the Great Lakes region over the next 24 hours. And some of the shower activity could reach down into parts of Indiana and Ohio, even a few areas in Kentucky. The amount of moisture that occurs, though, will be very light. And another disturbance will come in the northwest flow down the front side of the ridge of high pressure as we get out towards Thursday and Friday. These showers will be fast-moving, not likely to be very well organized, but will still generate some moisture from the upper Midwest into the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. Rain totals mostly staying under 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, and the precipitation will be fairly quick-moving. Areas from Minnesota and Wisconsin to Ohio will be most favored. Another little system just like that will likely occur as we get out into the Friday night, especially Saturday and Sunday time period. Rainfall during that time will likely run upwards to 3/4 of an inch in the Great Lakes region, but down further to the south will be less than 3/10 of an inch. And as we move into the heart of the weekend, the ridge axis will be over the western Corn Belt, so almost all the precipitation at that point in time will be up in Canada or in the easternmost portions of the Midwest. But the ridge begins to break down, like I said, as we go into next week, and we should see increasing amounts of shower and thunderstorm activity occurring across the region as we go from early to midweek. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.